What made you decide to do a solo record at this point in your career?
I think because of the spontaneous holidays I get with UFO. And, you know, I just enjoy playing. Otherwise, I get into bad habits.
Amphetamine was released 2 years ago overseas, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Why the delay in getting it out here in the States?
Well, it was really because it was a smaller label that I did it on, because I wasn't really looking... You know, I mean, I'm a bass player in UFO. I'm not really yet... no record company's going to suddenly go, I can't get Pete Way from UFO. So it's something I enjoyed doing. I was playing with two other people, actually in my basement, and it was like, well, let's make an album. Actually, we got asked to make an album. We got offered a record deal. And, of course, it's one of those things these days, because it's a lot of things online. You know, people buy it across the world online. There was no official American release because they released it from Europe, but it was available here. I don't know, it's all very tricky. I haven't actually been paid for it yet either, but I've signed a lot of copies of it.
You've had a lot of UFO releases are released like in Japan before they're released in the United States, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's something the Japanese demand to do, and also it has always got the Japanese bonus track as well.
Do you think that sometimes that might hurt the sales in the States because the diehard fans buy the import before the American release comes out?
I think the thing that hurts any sales in the States of UFOs, we haven't toured America for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
8 years.
How would you describe the amphetamine stuff to UFO fans who haven't heard it?
It's something that a lot of UFO fans might not want to hear, and sometimes it's some that UFO fans would like UFO to do, you know, but with Phil's voice, you know.
How is it different from the UFO stuff?
Oh, it's more like punk rock. It's like well played punk rock, which is sort of music I like. I like stuff like I don't think the Cult are a punk rock band, but Sisters of Mercy, the Cult, people like that.
So you listen to a lot of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's my preference.
Where did you record the Amphetamine at?
Rockfield Studios in Wales initially, and then we recorded I can't remember the name of the studio. It's in Chillicothe in Columbus, Ohio. But the initial tracks were recorded in Wales, where Russia recorded a lot of their stuff, actually.
Right, yeah, Hemispheres, I think, was done
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and Fairwork Kings and that. In fact, the very room Fairwork Kings were recorded, we recorded Amphetamine.
A friend of mine told me that he read some stuff about some wild antics that went on when you guys were touring with Rush.
We used to have a lot of fun together, actually. Because, well, Alex and Geddy, and Neil, of course, Neil's always quite, you know, studying. And Alex and Geddy were always live wires, so we used to have a lot of fun. I used to travel with them, actually, Alex and Geddy, a lot.
Any notable road stories that come to mind when you think of your
I don't know if I
Rush?
Could repeat those ones, because I still go and see Alex and Geddy, so they'd be like, thanks, Pete. So I won't, no. But we had a lot of fun. Actually, yeah, things like Detroit, where they used to wear that Fairwork Kings tour, and we bought them some robes, they had those robes, you know, and we put some slippers, bedroom slippers on the front of the stage, and a Mickey Mouse drum kit we bought in front of Neil's drums in between the changeover.
Did you write all the songs on Amphetamine yourself,
yeah.
or did you collaborate with the other members in the band
It was something I was writing. I was writing for UFO. You know, if you take away my voice and put Phil's voice and these different melodies over it, then you get stuff that was UFO-friendly material. Everything I write, I guess I write for UFO. I mean, I do more than UFO, but it still has that basic rock element. And this is what I do for UFO, is play rock, you know, more of a rock element.
Are the same guys that you're touring with the same guys that are on the CD?
Yeah.
Are they from the Columbus area?
Yeah, they're both. It was nice, actually, because, you know, there's a lot of people said to me, oh, how come you don't use people that you know that are famous and this and that? Well, first of all, you got to pay them, you've got to fly them in and that, and... I was playing with these people, and I was playing with them, and I thought, these guys are good, you know. And it's nice to be rewarded by the fact that people do like it. It's not the same for everybody, that body, that album, but drums good sound, guitar players good, and if you start playing with people, it's nice to feel that you have a band feel about it, you know, not just three people who came down and recorded that.
It kind of takes you out of that comfort zone a little bit, probably.
Oh,
too,
exactly.
Right?
I love that. Yeah. I mean, that's what I like doing, is playing music. I could play, you know, play in your bathroom. I don't care. You know, what I mean, that's what I do.
Even though, you know, it really does have a punk attitude type feel to it, there's also kind of a wide variety of things present on Amphetamine, from some more groove-oriented tunes to some more real balls-out rockers, even to mm-hmm. some acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
Did you plan on kind of having that depth of material on there, or did that just kind of come about as you were putting this stuff together?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I say, because I wrote a lot of that stuff with UFO in mind, so you've got certain feels that can be used like that. But then, having said that, then again, it's an album. Live, it's actually... we do it harder, but even live I'd like to do a couple of acoustic things, really, but at the same time we're playing small places where I think people, if I was the same way, I'd have a few drinks and just want to listen to some hard rock, which is what we do.
Didn't you record an acoustic version of this, or an acoustic album?
I've just done an acoustic thing. I did it myself, actually, because I just wanted to do it. Two reasons, actually, because the record company hadn't paid me, and and the other thing was I wanted to do something on my website where people got an insight into the way I write. You know,
so, how long ago did you record that?
It's been, did it over about a period of a year, basically, because I was back and forth. I did the Plot album, I just did a new UFO album, stuff like that. So I finished it after the UFO album. Plus the fact that then people said, oh, maybe we'd like to maybe release it worldwide rather than be on the website. And so therefore it's like, oh, but then it's a bit too short, so I've got to make it a bit longer. So I got... I, you know, made it, tried to find a bit of depth in it, as they say.